So with the Golden Spike Monument, what was your inspiration to design such a beautiful piece?
Thank you. I think my biggest inspiration was to tell the story of the Transcontinental Railroad, but maybe fleshed out a little bit more, maybe using a little wider lens than has maybe traditionally been used. Because, you know, each generation looks at history through a different lens. If you looked at the story of the Transcontinental Railroad in, say, 1890, focus would be on fighting off the Indians and, you know, Lincoln and all that. If you looked at it in the 30s, it'd probably be the financiers and the scandals. If you look at it now, we're more focused on who were the workers, who were these immigrants and the diversity. And so all those stories are true and all those stories are important, but to focus on one over the other doesn't give a complete story. And as you know, we get tens and tens of thousands of people from all walks of life and with all levels of interest and motivation working on a project, it becomes extremely complex. And so I think to be able to try to tell the story in and show more of its facets, and then I think harnessing the power that's in art to do that was really a driving force for me.
Obviously, this isn't a project that gets done overnight, so how long did it take you to complete the project here?
With planning and engineering, about 3 years.
Okay, nice. And then you said, just give us kind of a brief where you guys are heading next. I know you guys are doing a tour, so what are some of the spots you guys will be going to down the road?
The Spike's on a road tour. We started, since my studio's in Kentucky, we began in Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
And then we were in St. Louis, and then Kansas City, and then a bunch of rural towns in Kansas and Missouri and Nebraska, where we're hitting some smaller rural schools and exposing the kids to it. And now we're in North Platte. Tomorrow we head to Golden, and then Loveland, Colorado, and up through Cheyenne, down into Utah, and with the goal of being on the Capitol lawn on the 23rd, 24th of October. And then next spring, we do the same tour out to Sacramento and back, and then we install it at its new site out in off I-15 in Utah.
And then been in North Platte for a few days. What are your thoughts on North Platte?
I've driven through North Platte so many times on 80, but I've never been in the town, and I've just been blown away. I love it. I love the history of the rail history here. Obviously, that's why we're here. But the people have been so welcoming. It has kind of a medium town feel, not too big, not too small, which is what I love. This morning we were driving in, and the juxtaposition of the city and then these hay fields with the baled hay and the dew on it, and just we love it.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.